We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 2024 Republican National Convention is scheduled to be held July 15th to the 18th at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kansas will be sending a delegation of 39 delegates, 24 at large, 12 from the four congressional districts, and three automatic delegates. With us now to tell us more about the 2024 convention is Mike Kuckelman, former chair of the Kansas Republican Party. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hello, John, or Michael, tonight. I about said hello, John, but hello, Michael.
That's okay. I'm here. I'm just sitting in a corner.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. You've been a delegate to the RNC's before. Tell folks, what can they expect if they get chosen to go?
Certainly. So I was a delegate for the 2016 convention and also the 2020 convention. The 2020 convention was set to the side because, remember, that was COVID. It was in Charlotte. We barely were able to have a convention during COVID due to some of the ridiculous mandates. So looking back to 2016, this convention in 2024 will be more along the lines of the 2016. It'll be a great event for Republicans to all come together and throw their support in for President Trump. And the whole thing, it's a great opportunity. It's a great experience. I mean, some people watch it on television, but Republicans in Kansas that want to participate, they still have time.
Now, as you said, you've been a leader. You've been the state party chair for the Kansas Republican Party. Just full disclosure again, John has reached out to our current chair, Mike Brown. Is that right, John?
Yeah, I reached out to Chairman Brown and to the executive director, tried to get him to come on the show. Didn't get it's not that they said no, they just never responded. So I knew I wanted to have this conversation, and I wanted to have the conversation while there was still time for folks to apply to self-nominate to be a delegate. And so I tried the old college try.
No, you got to do what you can. So I wanted you to preface that because I wanted to ask this. To your knowledge, Mr. Kuckelman, is the leadership prepared for this 2024 convention? At first glance, it would seem like it's going to be no different than 2020, 2016, 2012. But, I've heard some rumors. I've heard some news. And they have made me skeptical. Give us any insight from your perspective and what you've seen for preparation for this year for Kansas delegates.
Well, I share that concern because we're almost into May and we have to pick our at-large delegates. The state committee does. And I want that meeting to be held in person because there's more to this than just picking the state delegates. I mean, we need to get Republican enthusiasm ginned up. And, we should get together and elect these last six. And again, the deadline for that, for people who want to participate, to self-nominate, to be on the ballot, is this Friday, April 26th. But in May, we'll have that meeting. We'll select those six delegates, the six alternates. There's a lot of work to be done between now and July, and I hope that it's being done. If you remember back in 2016, Kelly Arnold at that time was the chair. Kelly Arnold had a couple of people whose full-time job at the convention was to make certain everything was in order for all the Kansas delegates. We had a number of events outside of the RNC events. I mean, every time we come back to the hotel, they had food for us. They had drinks for us. because part of what happens at this convention is builds enthusiasm, which you know what that's important for, Michael. We build the enthusiasm so we get out the vote. We can't afford to have Republicans stay at home in Kansas. And the risk here is people know that Kansas will go for Trump. I mean, there's no doubt President Trump will get all six Electoral College votes from Republicans. But we have Republicans down ballot that we need to get elected to. So what should happen at the convention is, it takes an incredible amount of effort, but it should be an effort to do the primary thing, which, of course, is to nominate President Trump. But the secondary thing is to get people excited, so we get out the vote. And, in fact, I would push that in May, when we go get together to elect, you know, the last six, there should be a seeing red reception or something following that election.
That makes sense.
Because we need Kansans to see how excited those of us in leadership, the delegates and officers are about this. We can't afford to be ho-hum about this. We can't afford to just do it by Zoom, just to go through the motions. We have to do this in person, and we have to show the rest of the state how excited we are about it, because that drives getting out the vote. If we get out the vote, Kansans will elect Republicans.
So you're exactly right, Mike. Just hearing Zoom for a meeting with over 100 folks already gives me a headache. I don't have any aspirin by the table here next to me. So we're just going to move on and hope that that at-large delegate selection meeting will not be in Zoom and will be by in-person.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But John, you have a question?
Well, I don't think there's anything in the rules that we even allow it by Zoom. Nor do I think, frankly, with this current the way that the state party has handled things, you're still waiting on a treasurer's report from the last meeting. You've got unresolved issues with an attempt to disenfranchise minority groups that's still hanging out there. I don't think a Zoom is that even. Well, first off, is that even legal in the bylaws? Could he call that? And how would you even logistically handle that in a transparent manner?
Well, I would not advocate for doing any of this by Zoom. I mean,
you
we're
can.
Republicans. We get together, but you could. I mean, during COVID, we did have to do it a few times. You can get the state committee to do that if it's necessary, but just the opposite is necessary in 2024.
Right.
We need to meet in person for multiple reasons. We need to clear up some of the things that are going on in the state party. We need to get the party unified.
Yes.
You know, these seeing red receptions that you can have after this vote, you have people from all over the state who are there together who unify. They get to know each other, and you know, we don't have then 4 congressional districts that are just silos. We meld and develop into one Republican party in the state of Kansas. But one other thing that it does, you know, we have a lot of young Republicans that they need to be taught to the experience. They need to see how these things work.
Yep. Sure.
Because they're our future leaders. You don't teach people by sitting behind a computer screen. And the last thing I'd say about that, I don't think state party will buy it anyway, because, you know, in Kansas, people are pushing hard. They want paper ballots, they want them hand counted, and they want in-person voting.
Yeah.
If we're going to preach that in Kansas, we have to walk the walk.
Hear, hear.
We have to meet in person. We have to have paper ballots. We have to hand count them, and it's in person. How can we advocate statewide for those types of election integrity if we don't even do it in our own party? We can't be hypocrites. We're going to meet in person, and we're going to do this the right way.
You know, Mike, I was a delegate in 2012 in Tampa, and then I was a delegate with you in 2016 in Cleveland. I've been through that process. I understand. I chose not to put my name forward this time around. I wanted to give somebody else a chance, an opportunity. But I understand that there was some, we didn't have any issues in the 4th District, but I understand there was, I'll just say, some shenanigans that have gone on in some of the other districts with slates that were inserted with an attempts to disenfranchise. Or are you familiar with what exactly went on, that the state party was trying to basically say, throw out the elected ballots or elected? Can you shed any light on that?
Oh, of course I can, because I participated at the 3rd District and I pushed hard against this. I stood up and spoke against it. We couldn't afford to allow this to happen. We had an effort to, for example, in the 3rd District, we had 19 people who wanted to be considered. When we showed up, there was a state-run slate that had the three handpicked people that they wanted, that state leadership did. And 3rd District pushed back hard against that and voted it down and said that all 19 people who took the time to self-nominate and ask to be considered were going to be considered. The 1st District did the same thing. Laura Francis, the 1st District chair, did an amazing job. I've seen the video, watched the video. I was really proud of how she handled a very difficult issue. 1st District did the same thing. 1st District said no to the finger on the scale slate. We're going to select our own people. But John, that, and Michael, that brings up an important point. There was a slate also circulating for these at-large slots.
What?
And there were some people saying, well, what's the point of even, you know, putting my name forward if they've already picked, before the nominations even closed, if they've already picked who those six delegates and six alternates will be. And I'm telling people, please go forward, put your name forward if you want to do this, and count on the state committee to say no to some kind of a slate, some pre-selected group of people being pushed through. Those people on the slate, many of them are fine. They should be considered as well, but they should be considered with the people, all of the people who self-nominate. We owe it as a matter of respect to any delegate, any Republican in Kansas that has put their name forward, to consider them and vote on all of the nominees, all the self-nominated people, to select those delegates. That's what we owe it to. We don't do pre-cooked deals in Kansas,
yeah.
And I'm convinced when we meet in May, there will not be a pre-cooked deal. The party won't allow it.
Save double standards for the left, honestly. If we're going to be the party of election integrity, then if we're going to be the party of transparency, then we have to have in-person and hand-counted ballots, and then we also need to not have top-down slates that were selected in back rooms with cigars and brandy and the worst types of...
Hey, I like cigars and brandy.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Well, John wants to do that, but I don't. Mike, if folks want to attend the RNC, like you said, there is still time to self-nominate. They can visit kansas.gop. At the bottom of the page, I believe there is a link to both an online and principal 2024 RNC self-delegation nomination form. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And they can go there, and basically the nomination form, it asks you why you want to be a delegate, and it asks, you know, what has been your involvement in the Republican Party? Because obviously we want to send Republicans who are experienced. So this is kind of one of the things that you benefit from when you're involved and you help in elections. People want you to be able to be seen and to be the leaders that are sent to represent our great state, the Republican Party, at the national convention. So, yeah, there's still time to do it. People should be signing up.
Mike Kulkelman, former chair of the Kansas Republican Party, thank you again for joining us this evening.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.